What if a company took the greatest symbol in American history, the flag, and converted it into a new American dream for millennials and hip-hop music? That's what the paper plane hat represents. The paper plane hat is the most famous, iconic new symbol for millennials in the entire world. Because that paper plane, that flag turned into a paper plane, teaches us to imagine, to dream, and be persistent. Those are the values that logo embeds in all of us. It inspires us to know that we can go further. The paper plane is about mentally getting somewhere before you physically do, because you gotta see it, believe it, speak it into existence, and put in the work. When you see that paper plane hat on every celebrity, every young hustle in the street, every young person going to school, whether it be elementary school, middle school, high school, college, everybody's rocking the paper plane hat. Because you know why? That's the millennial dream. That's the new millennial dream. Emory Jones, Jay-Z, the whole team put together a brand new extension of what they did with Rockaware, and now we have paper planes. It's not just a symbol. It's not just a logo. It is a visual message of inspiration for everybody searching for something that they want to achieve in their life. Everybody, go to paperplane.shop. That's www.paperplane, paperplane.shop. And find out what it's all about. The original crown, that paper plane hat, the hoodies, the shirts, the headbands. Get a part of the culture. Join the movement. Paper Planes crew, all day people. Paperplane.shop. Shout to Emory Jones, all day. Jay-Z, Roc Nation. That gold couch is iconic, baby. Let's get it. Dream, hustle, win. It's your boy Jonathan. Back to our podcast, people. This is Jonathan for the Better Yourself Podcast, hosted on the Talk to Shayland Radio Circuit, powered and syndicated globally on the RAI Radio Network. People, we are the new voice of millennial music. As of June 25th, 2020, we have over 15 artists charting nationally at digitalradiotracker.com. If you have not done this as an independent artist, go to digitalradiotracker.com, digitalradiotracker.com. Set up your free account. If you are playing on any radio station, whether it's FM, BDS, college, satellite, internet, they must be tracked by DRT to make sure you know when your music is playing, where it's playing at, so you can get credit for it, all right? All day, Digital Radio Tracker. Shout out to the team over there. The Better Yourself Podcast is like one of the dopest platforms in the world, because what we do, literally, is interview some of the biggest emerging names in music. To the common eye, they're only big until you see them on TV. Oh my goodness, look at Bryson Tiller, look at Drake. But before they got on your TV, they were already dope. The key is, who knows about it? Who discovers talent? Who interviews talent? This young kid, Tiger Woods, at 4 years old, hitting a golf ball, he's on the Johnny Carson show. My point is, before you see them on your screen, before you see them selling out stadiums and influencing everything you drink, eat, or wear, they are independent artists getting it out the mud, bootstrapping their business. And we interview some of the biggest names in this arena. And today is no different. I'm talking to a guy today, self-financed his own career. I mean, just sonically connects to the music that he creates so well. His beat selections, his swag, everything is just, it's almost like it's customized for him. And I'm honored. And I mean, super honored that we're honored to have Stevie Young on the infamous Better Yourself Podcast. Stevie Young, welcome to the podcast.
What's going on, man? Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. That intro was nice.
Hey, well, you know how to get that Diddy intro, bro.
Dope, for real.
Definitely, man. Listen, I'm going to jump right into it, man. You are somebody that literally bets on himself for real, for real. I mean, you put a lot into your career. You believe in your craft at a high level. You could do anything in the world, man. But my question to you is this. You could be pursuing this job, that job, and I'm not saying that you don't work for a living, don't make bread, but why do you want to go down the unknown high risk path of being a hip hop star or a international star?
That's a good question, man. I'm always even thinking at work creatively. So if I'm at work, I'm still thinking about songs and making music and different cadences. So to me, I'm always thinking about the music, and I write music. So to me, if I don't write a song for myself, I can write it for somebody else. So, you know, this the whole creative aspect of being able to create content and be creative is, you know what I'm saying, something I always do. Like a lifetime thing for me.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here, because the reason why I asked that initial question is because I want people to get a pulse on part of your passion. You feel what I'm saying? Of why you even do this, because that's very important. You agree with that?
Yeah, for real.
Definitely.
You gotta have passion.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When no one is around, it's just you and your government name, and you are staring in the mirror, man. What do you see in yourself as a man? And as an entrepreneur, as a black man, as an entrepreneur in 2020?
Yeah, I see a young boss on the up and coming. You know, I'm not asking no handouts. I'm doing everything myself, shoot my own videos, make my own music. And I really look at myself every day like, damn, I'm growing into a better artist, into a better person, period. So every day I look in the mirror, I'm like, stay focused, stay locked in. On like the same thing you said, Diddy voice, locked in, stay locked in. I stay locked in, I say every day. Yeah.
No doubt. And the reason why I asked that question, because, you know, people can see you on the gram. I mean, you know, of course, people watch you on the live and they may see one side, but there's so many layers to you, Stevie, because psychologically, spiritually, physically, man, you know what I'm saying? There's so many layers to you as a person, so many dynamic characters, so many dynamic characteristics of who you are. So I like for people to understand of, so they can hear what you see when you look in the mirror. You see that warrior. You see a locked-in, focused lion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No doubt. I want to go into this part here of the interview. When you think about the type of music you create, when people hear your music, what type of impact you feel it has on them?
Happiness, positivity, makes them want to dance. It's a vibe that you can relate to as a person, and it's not even... Age wouldn't even conflict the relation to the song. So it was just, when you hear it, it makes you want to vibe out and have a good time. I have slow songs, fast songs. I just cater to how I'm feeling that particular day to make a song that sounds good, that appeal to people.
Yeah, and that's a good feeling, because, you know, I kind of like, it's almost like Pharrell. I always felt like Pharrell made music that people, that you can always feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pharrell's good.
Yeah, it's like when he made Happy, I always want to know, like, what kind of mindset was you in? Were you in when you made the song Happy? You know what I'm saying?
It's you had the vibes that day.
Yeah, I'm like, because I'm happy. I'm like, man, this dude right here, he made a song that kids love. Like, who makes a song that kids love? And he's in his 40s, by almost 50. He made a song that children love.
So, he's a genius.
Yeah, man. And that's how I look at, I'm not comparing you to Pharrell by no means, because you're your own person, but I'm just saying, you have that type of ingenuitive talent, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? To kind of create a sound that universally can be accepted. I want to go into this part here. You are an independent artist. You self-finance everything. A lot of different companies and people come at you every single day about, man, we do this, we can do that. You know, I always tell artists all the time, like, build up your natural base of people that support you. Like, whether it's, if you don't have nobody in your city, do it online, get connected, because real people following you down your path of your career is going to be very helpful for you as far as viability. Because no matter if you're independent or major, you need people to believe in your music. You know what I'm saying? And that just being real. So what is something that's very important to you in 2020 as far as helping your career?
Well, in terms of helping my career, I definitely want to have a short, make like a short film about myself and get it out there to the public to let people know who I really am as a person, as an artist, you know, and as a human being, period. I have a drone, a dope drone that I have. I'm going to create content and show the world, like, my personality, who I am, and start putting stuff out, whether it's bi-weekly or about a month, updates about my life.
And the reason why I asked that question, because you doing the drone and you doing, like, the docuseries is so important. because people knowing about you, people have to get connected to your story. That's powerful itself, as well as being able to know that you build up your base of support. Because one thing I always tell an artist, one thing that's free is either like or dislike. You agree with that?
Yes, sir.
It's like either
definitely agree with that.
It's like people gonna like it or they're not gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they rocking with it or they're not. So to me, I've always looked at that as something that was like real or fake. Like, are they rocking with it or are they not? So I never looked at it differently. So when it comes to you, I just feel the same way. I just think that it's so important for people like yourself who have a dynamic sound. And, you know, even with your artwork, I was telling you, for your artwork for LA, it's just so different. I mean, it's important to have humans, real humans, following your movement and connecting with you and commenting and engaging your content. You feel what I'm saying?
That's definitely true.
Break down this moment to me. You're on stage, microphones in your hand, crowd going crazy. You hear your music blaring through the speakers. Man, what is going through your mind at that point?
I'm smiling. I get the adrenaline rush. Like, let's go get it. Like, I have a side to me where it's like, when I'm amped up or I'm hyped, I'm ready to go. You know, I get right out there and get to it. You know, to me, this is fun. This is not something that's scary. It's something that I actually love doing. So somebody gives me a mic, I feel the adrenaline rush. You get like a slight adrenaline rush for like about 10 seconds. Then you grab the mic, and you start talking, that adrenaline's gone. You keep it moving. So me performing is fun. And I remember as a kid dancing and doing the same thing, performing on stage. So I've been doing the same thing for years.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. Tell me this, man. When you think about like all of the highs and the lows you've experienced this far in the game, right? Talk to me about now. In 2020, is different. You know, it started off great, and then we ran into this thing called COVID. And then after COVID, we had Minnesota. And then we have where we are now. And the world is not changing. The world is emerging to another level of social injustice versus injustice, you know, racial awareness at an all-time high, as well as this pandemic that's suffocating the world because it's getting worse, even though some people like to believe it's not. But how have you adjusted your business model to meet the current market climate?
Yeah. So I've been just staying true to myself, putting out great content, marketing my music right, and just staying creative. I have a studio in my room. I can press the button to record at any time.
Beautiful.
So I just be in my room, I hit record, get a vibe. So I'll keep this. Usually when I go to the studio, I like to have the song already pre-recorded. So if I take it to the studio, I can re-record under it and just hear the same lyrics. So I'm already prepping myself for the studio. So when I get there, the song is done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I've been prepping myself mainly to stay locked in and stay creative and following the baby steps and putting out singles, just doing the right things to stay locked in right now.
Got it. Let me go into this part right here. When you think about, you know, it's 90% business, 10% music. What's some of the business ventures that you feel comfortable talking about that, you know, you may want to launch or, you know, that you're launching or you got plans to go into?
Yeah. So I have a brand website, stevieyoung.com, and on there I sell merch. I hats, shirts, just things that give you a positive vibe, you know, clothing. So that's my merch little brand. And then I have my music on the page too, creatively. So, because people think that sometimes social media is the best thing ever, but imagine if Instagram was gone tomorrow, Facebook was gone tomorrow, or Twitter was gone tomorrow. What site do you have as an artist, at least? You know? And I just want to have a platform that I can push the people no matter what happens. It's my website. So I created a website from scratch on the back end. And built it about a couple months ago, to almost close to a year now, and it's up and running. StevieYoung.com. Check it out. You can shop now, buy something now. It's fly.
Oh man, that's beautiful right there. That's one thing about you, man. You on your business game heavy, man. Heavy, bro. Like,
appreciate it.
You know,
appreciate
always that. Been, man. Your song right now that we're pushing heavy, you get much love on Apple Music. How you feel about that, man?
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. I've been laughing about it, literally. You know, it's exciting to me. LA is definitely making moves right now.
Yeah, man. And you know, a lot of people don't know what radio spins mean on their Apple Music analytics. That means that people listened to your song, and then they created a radio station about it because they want to hear other music like that, as well as the Shazams and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Apple Music is the new dominant force in hip-hop, because for the last 6 months, they've had the most hip-hop streams, more than Spotify. So, and they pay more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. They're paying more, I'm there.
Yeah, paying more. So a lot of people, you know, just catch the Spotify bus every day to work. But, you know, there's Amazon Music, there's Tidal, shout out to Jay. And Apple Music is making a strong stance and very interactive and things of that nature. So I'm glad that you're killing. And, you know, you're doing well inside our playlist as well on Apple Music with Music Hype Beats. You know what I'm saying? And we follow it. And people, and give out your Apple Music social profile so people can follow you on Apple Music.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them, fam.
Stevie Young. That's my Apple Music.
Say it a little bit louder and spell it out phonetically.
Stevie Young, Stevie Young.
Got it.
That's my Apple Music.
Yeah. If somebody goes to your Apple Music profile or Spotify, what do they need to type in to find you? Type in what? Spell your name out? How it's spelled on those platforms?
It's spelled Stevie Young, Stevie Young on Apple Music.
Absolutely. Give them two songs they should check out on your profile, man.
They should check out L.A. and Chef Boyardee right now.
You heard it from
LA
my man.
L.A. and Chef Boyardee right now.
You heard my man right now. It's all love. L.A. and Chef Boyardee. He cooking out here, man. Giving folks the business. Give out your Instagram handle so people can follow you on IG.
So on Instagram, you can follow me at I am Stevie Young. That's IamSTEVIEYOUNG. I am Stevie Young.
All right, my guy. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Bet on Yourself podcast today, man? Just be real. Like, what have you enjoyed the most?
Man, you ask the real questions, man. You know, you keep them coming with those questions. You're going to be playing around. We come up here and talk, so... You always keep the questions coming, and it's real interactive, you know? It's dope to be honest.
Nah, man, I appreciate that, man. I mean a lot, because we put a lot of work into giving people a real story, because when people hit us on iHeartRadio, they hit us on Spotify, they hit us on Google Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, Podbean, they hit us on Radio Republic, TuneIn.com with over 100 million users. When people hear this, I want them to feel like we're all in the living room, you know, drinking some Minute Maid.
Hennessy and lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. Just some Ciroc and some of that Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade. Because I'm on that health tip. And just chilling, man. Just talking that talk. That's what I love about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's important for me to keep it all organic and keep it all natural. I won't have it no other way. Bet on Yourself is the number one millennial music podcast, for real. I don't just say that. People say it. So... it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today. People, give them your name one more time, loud and clear, brother.
That's your boy, Stevie Young, in the building.
And give them your Instagram handle one more time.
Okay, my Instagram is I am Stevie Young. IamSTEVIEYOUNG.
And listen, people, on Instagram, his page is jumping, man. His page is jumping. Like, dude...
Appreciate it, man.
Dude has a following, man. And we just honored to be rocking with you, man, for real. Thank you for trusting us to be in business with you.
No doubt. Much respect for y'all for having me on here.
Stevie Young, people. Peace.
Another one.